Today, I'm going to share with you three easy things you can do in everyday life to improve your balance. I recently asked beginners what their biggest obstacle to learning yoga was, and one of the biggest obstacles that they told me about was balance. So today I'm going to share with you three easy things you can do in your everyday life to improve your balance. Number one, take breaks from screen time. Balance relies on your eyesight so that you can figure out where you are in space in relation to other objects. Our eye muscles and eyesight are degenerating every day from lack of use and screen time. When we spend hours of day staring at screens, we stress our visual system. Take regular breaks from screens and do a little eye yoga. So let's do a little eye yoga right now. Inhale, look up. Exhale, look down. Inhale, look up. Exhale, look down. Inhale, look up. Exhale, look down. Now let's inhale, look right. Exhale, look left. Inhale, look right. Exhale, look left. Inhale, look right. Exhale, look left. Now let's circle clockwise. And then counterclockwise. Great. So taking a break from screen time is great for your eyes. In the show notes, I will post some blog posts with some more eye yoga in them for you, and also a class with some eye yoga in it for you. Number two, focus on the horizon. In yoga, we have something called drishti. It's all about where you focus. In fact, it will help you with balance. And in the show notes, I will link to a yoga class on drishti. Start by focusing on something close to you. This will make balance easier and it will help you to stay stable. When you look at something close to you, you will notice when you move even slightly, you will be able to adjust your balance unconsciously. When you look at something further away, these subtle peripheral movements are more challenging to see. This is training your vestibular system, the sense organs in your head, mostly your ears, that regulate your equilibrium and tell your brain where your head is in space. So here's the part you can do in your everyday life. When you're out walking, look at the ground in front of you, especially when you're on a smooth surface. This is a good one for when you're on a smooth surface. Then challenge yourself while you're walking to focus up and on the horizon. This is a good one, as I said, to try when you're on a smooth surface. This one's a great way to build your balance. Try looking down and then try looking up and on the horizon. Number three, walk on uneven surfaces. Our somatosensory system relies on our joints and from pressure and vibratory sensors in our skin to sense where we are in space to help us with balance. As biomechanist Katie Bowman has pointed out, we spend most of our time walking on smooth surfaces in our homes, such as our floors, and in cities, such as our sidewalks. This causes a lot of our proprioceptive capabilities to atrophy. The result is a loss in our balance as well. Next time you're outside, challenge yourself to walk on uneven surfaces. Balance is one of the components of physical fitness, like muscular strength, flexibility, cardiovascular strength, and endurance. The more you practice it, the better it becomes. So, what do you do in your everyday life to improve your balance? Leave your comments below and let me know. If you like this video, give it a thumbs up. Let me know what it was like walking on those smooth surfaces, focusing on the horizon, walking on uneven surfaces, and taking screen breaks. Give this video a thumbs up, subscribe to our channel, and if you know somebody who'd like the video, send it to them. Thanks for watching.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.